Welcome to Shul Machshav on the Daf. Perek Chelik is sponsored Lelu Nishmas Arbi Hakosholim in Lea Bas Yitzchok. We're holding in Sanhedrin Daf Tzadik Beis. The Gemara in Amud Aleph says, Omar Ablozer Gedoyel Deyo Shenitno Ben Shtei Yisiris. Deyo is very great because it was given between two Yisiris. According to one explanation in Rashi and many of the Mefarshim, it's written between the two names of Hashem. Shenemar Ki Keil Deyo Yis Hashem. The word Deya is written between two names of Hashem, Kel and Yud Kei Vav Kei. And the Gemara continues to speak of the Milo of Deya. And someone who does not have Deya, Yud Alaro, have Rechmanas on him, now have mercy on him. And then the Gemara says that also Beis Hamikdash is great because it's written between the two names of Hashem. Now, though this isn't a topic which is very mamukimoid, but we have a little bit of understanding that the Gedolei Meforshim give us. The Rashbo in Pirushei Agados and Broches Daf Lamed Gimel comes to explain the following. He says that when it says that Gedolei is given between the two names of Hashem, what is the two names of Hashem? Kael and Yudkei Vovkei. Yudkei Vovkei is the Midah of Rachamim. And the name Elokim or Kael is the Midah of Din. The world is acting with these two Midas. In order for the world to exist, there's supposed to be the midah of din, judgment. The person is judged on what he's doing. But mitzad sheni, if the oilam is only existing midah sadin, so then ain oilam is kayim. So you have to have a combination of din and rachamim. Someone who is able to connect to these two midahs and put them together, he's someone who lives, who's able to be to get chayim in this world. Someone who has deya, says the Rashbo, is someone who's able to connect to Midos of Yisbarach, and immediately can live and operate in this world. Similarly, in Beis Hamikdash, the Beis Hamikdash is a connecting of Shemayim V'aretz. Beis Hamikdash also has is operating with these two Midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because the whole world is realm was in Beis Hamikdash. So Deya and Beis Hamikdash is the connector, and that's what operates between the two Midos that are manhigim the world. Now, why Dafka Deya? Why are we focusing on Deya? So the Maharsha here starts to explain it. And he says that Deya is the tziruf, is the connector. We know that there's three midos that a person has in Seichel. It's called Chochma Bina V'Das. And he mentioned in the Torah. Chochma Bina V'Das are the three levels of comprehension that the Seichel has. Says the Maharsha, the greatest one is the Das. That is the connector. That's the Tziruf. In order for someone to live in this world and operate, he needs to be able to mitzarf, to connect the Midas of Hashem, and that goes with Das. And so alludes the Maharal. The Maharal here says that his Iker Piyush in this is in Brochus. The problem is we don't have Chidushi HaGodes Brochus of the Maharal. But the Maharal later in the Sugi mentions Agavurcho, that the Das is that connector Shemayim V'aretz. And that's what the Gemara says, that someone who has Das gets Oysher, gets Ashirus from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because the Ashirus is the Ashpah from above down to here. And Das is that connector. And the Oymik of the Pshat of this thing is something that I heard from a Rebbe many times, and I saw it brought down clearly in the Sefer Mifaneach Ne'elomim from Chanoich Misosov. What is Chochmo, Bino, and Das? Chochma, as Rashi says in Chumash, is when a person is toifis miraboy, or, in other words, the first understanding or the first comprehension of anything. A person sometimes walks around, he's trying to figure out what to do, and suddenly he has a great idea. That great idea is called Chochma. Bino is once you have that concept, the idea, now you want to come and develop it, that's Bino. Meivin dover mitoch dover. But that's all still Baseichel. You have an idea, and you develop the idea. What is Das? Das is the chibur. Das is the connector. As when Adam is able to connect his maisim, his actions, to what he knows in his seichel. Day is lo shel chibur, as it says in the pasuk, v'adam yoda es chava ishtoi. So while chochma and bino is conceptual, it's something which is in the seichel, Das is the actual implementation of that in the olam ha'maisim. That's what Rashi says in Chumash, the Das is Ruach HaKodesh. Because Ruach HaKodesh means not only that person knows something, but it connects to him to whoever he's doing in this world. Someone who has Das is somebody who is able to connect Shemayim V'aretz. He's taking the conceptual ideas in the world, the ones that are up there in Shemayim, connecting here to Olam HaMaaseh. Someone who has Das is able to connect the Midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we have up there, the Midah of Rachamim and Din, and implement it here in the world. That's why someone has Deir Kilivna Beis HaMikdash Biyomo, because Beis HaMikdash is that connector, as mentioned before, between Shemayim V'aretz. Das is the connector. And if Mifaneach Nelomim, he quotes the Arizal that says, the only Am Yisrael have Das, not Umas Olam, not the Goyim. Because the true connect of Shemayim V'aretz is only Am Yisrael. And that's the imik of what's going here in this sugyo. The godless of Das is the godless of someone who's able to connect Shemayim V'aretz. This is the key to understand this sugyo. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shava email list to WhatsApp, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.